Jerry?
Oh, I'll be here for a little bit longer. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just doing this little thing, so they'll send me $20 in the mail. They're recording us.
All right.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So why are you so good again?
Because I have all my reading done.
Yeah.
We're going to go eat burritos soon.
Oh, good, good.
No cafeteria food today for me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So what classes did you have today?
I had anthropology and painting.
Uh-huh.
We watched slides and... in our class, in the painting class.
Oh, really?
And I recognize, like, a few that we've seen.
Really? Like,
yeah.
What? Do you remember?
You remember the one where the girl's, like, a bartender, and she's looking at you, but there's, like, a mirror?
In the mirror? Her. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I totally like the painting.
One.
We saw that painting?
Yeah.
That's a tribute painting.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot that we saw that one.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
And, like, a few Rembrandts and Picassos and a lot of Monets I hadn't seen.
Wow.
Yeah, and a bunch of new modern, like, ones on, like, cubism and, like,
mm-hmm.
and, like, color patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I never really got so much out of that color patterns until our teacher kind of explained, like,
oh, really?
Different things about how different colors lift different areas, like, forward and backwards. Like red really comes forward, red, orange, and yellow, whereas, like, blues, like, drift back. And, like, with that in perspective, you could look at one of these and, like, really see, like, almost floating cubes coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, but some of them were kind of, like, so abstract, I wouldn't even call them art. I was like, whoa. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how was your day?
It was good. It was peaceful.
Uh-huh.
I don't really remember anything I did.
Really?
I slept in. I haven't been able to sleep at all lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, though. But, yeah, I... got my stuff packed up.
All right.
Yeah.
Leaving tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So you'll give me a call, like, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
In Berkeley, or I'll give you a call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my mom are just going to drive down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. See, are you painting and anthropology today?
Yeah, I had painting and anthropology, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anthropology was interesting.
Oh, really? What did you learn about?
Yeah, we watched a movie on the, what were the, look, just a second, I want to look at on here on my notes.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Skokomish people of Western Washington,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't know, they were put on a reservation and, like, supposedly given, like, certain rights, and, like, upriver, like, there's two dams built and, like, totally clogged up the river and, like, no more river whatsoever flowed but into their, like, reservation and,
mm-hmm.
like, they have no more salmon and they're trying
mm-hmm.
to sue, but they don't have any, like, muscle or any
mm-hmm.
any voices.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Mm. So what do you have tomorrow?
I have environmental studies,
mm-hmm.
which I did the reading for over the weekend.
Very good.
It was really short.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a keto.
Uh-huh. Oh, you haven't had it? Have you had a keto yet?
Yeah, I had it once.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's a really big class.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and I have the poetry workshop tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope I get in.
Yeah.
Ariel got in the creative writing.
Oh, really?
She just got back.
Oh, good. Tom, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
She's all happy and sparked.
So, is it, like, fiction or something?
Yeah. Creative writing fiction, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mhm.
Yeah, he'll probably, like, really, really, like, work on that one.
Yeah, that's good. I think he will.
His classes sound fun.
Yeah, he has a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah.
It's, like, perfectly suited to, like, Ariel.
That's good.
Like, in his wants and needs.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That should be.
So is my schedule. I'm really starting to enjoy it.
But really, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teachers are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I tell you? Oh, I got you a nice little letter today.
What'd you give me?
I got you a nice little letter. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. That's a pretty postcard I like.
Yeah.
Put on my wall.
It was sitting on my wall, and I went, that has to be in Emily's hand. So I ripped it off the wall, wrote all over in it, and sent it away.
You sweetie pie.
Yeah.
Well, I got a letter from Nyquist today, too.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He's good. He's, like, His job sounds really interesting. He's like in charge of like all the teachers that are like student teachers that are learning how to be teachers. He's like teaching them how to be teachers. He's really excited. Little kids are doing good in school and everything. Hey, he says he's getting email. He wants to know if I had it, but how about I'll just give him like your email address. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
You know what? It's or even more importantly, do you have his?
No, he doesn't have it yet, but he's gonna get it.
Oh, do you want mine right now?
Yeah.
It's tomato.
Like T-O-M-A-T-O.
No E on the end.
Okay.
At.
Was that little A symbol?
Yeah. And then cats, C-A-T-S, period.
C-A-T-S, period.
U-C-S-C.
U-C-S-C.
Dot E-D-U.
Dot, that's how ours, is like dot Brook, dot E-C-B, dot E-D-U.
Yeah, which is like the education department. Oh, yeah.
What's cats mean?
What?
What's cats for?
Oh, that's just like what they call our, I don't know, our computer thing here. It's called
cool. So give him that, and so he'll email
yeah,
like us.
Yeah, he'll give me an email, and like then I'll have his email address too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get Lori's or anybody else's?
Oh no, have the alcohol and get her.
Yeah, you should get it. Yeah, get it tonight, please.
Okay, I will.
And then
she was gone for a whole long time.
Oh really?
She went down to see her boyfriend.
Oh.
In Vacaville or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, because it'll be cheap, and me and you can, like, keep in touch with her. And,
yeah,
like,
that'd be
fact that it costs nothing, and, like, it's quick and easy.
Yeah, I wonder who else would want. I don't know who else would really have it.
Yeah, I want to get Chris and Ray's, but I
can
get theirs later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, sirree, Bob.
Oh, I was reading about Ishii, and, about, like, now I'm at the part where, like, after he was, like, brought into the civilization and everything. And has to do a lot with Berkeley, and there's, like...
Really?
There's tons of artifacts stored under the women's gymnasium.
Really?
That Mrs. Hurst bought around, like, the turn of the century. She had this fetish with art, and she just started buying from all over the world so much that she couldn't even, like, keep it all in, like, the warehouses that she rented in Berkeley.
Wow.
It talks all about Berkeley, and there's supposedly a museum on Bancroft. So.
Yeah, there's lots of museums. There's a museum on Bancroft.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have, like, Native American stuff in it?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, I know they have tons of stuff, but it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know,
I'll
never go. You should go sometime, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was reading. It's weird how, like, Ishii had to adapt to the new world.
Oh, is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Well, I should read that.
And it's kind of a weird custom that the Native Americans in California have about not telling another person their name.
A lot of Indigenous people do stuff like that.
Yeah, and
like, but don't they have like a name that they'll tell you, and then another name that they won't?
Well, they ended up calling him Ishii, which means man, and that's the only name. But to this day, they don't know what his name was. Because it's like rude to ask someone's name.
But, like, wouldn't, like, people that were really close to him know his name?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Only people who were, like, close to
him. I guess, like in the olden days, like everyone in your tribe would probably know your name, but it's, like, you never had to, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was a really close, like, relationship, yeah. And they were only named by, like, nicknames or something, and only the... It's just, like, kind of,
because they, like, had power, kind of.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of, like, in Humboldt, like when you're talking about someone, you're all blind bull, and nobody knows really who that is, and like, you were like one of the people who helped like nickname them, or like, you know what I mean? And it's almost like rude etiquette, or not rude, but kind of faux pas to like ask like, who's blind bull? You know what I mean? Like, don't you know? So I made that comparison. It was kind of neat.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Some blind bull the other night.
Really?
He's the same forever.
Yeah. Big grin. Blah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Very slow moving.
Jake gave me a call.
Oh, yeah?
He's starting Cabrillo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so good.
On the 22nd. I knew I could get him turned.
Where's he going to live?
He told me to start looking for, like, housing for him. I'm going to go to the housing office and look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Wow, that's great.
I know, isn't it?
Well, do you sign up for classes and stuff?
He hasn't. I don't think he realizes what's going on. I don't know how prepared he is.
Gosh, that you should take some like easy stuff. It seems like at first, because it also be like a kind of a shock to the system. Maybe.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah. I even think he might want to like. I guess they go on the quarter system. I'm not sure.
He could wait a quarter.
Yeah, and like work a job and like get cause.
Or and like take a class.
Yeah, maybe take a class, but even the just getting the bureaucraticness over with, like of starting school, is kind of hard. Well adjusting.
I wonder what he wants to do, like what he'd study if he wanted to study something.
He's a good writer.
Really?
Yeah, like creative writing, like Ariel.
Yeah.
He reads a lot of like good fiction.
Huh.
He's like
yeah, I guess so. Huh?
Really quick reader. He's really interested in like anthropology and culture.
Uh huh.
And yeah, he always had a lot to say about like, I don't know, what book would he always tell me about? Like The Kitchen God's Wife and stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I remember reading that. That's a good book.
Yeah. Mhm. Mm. So you get this phone call free?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah. There's always weird studies you can sign up for.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, taping us right now, so, like, they're going to, like, hear us talking about them and stuff, and they'll laugh. I bet they're trying to, like, figure out, like, I don't know, but they're going to, like, write it out and, like, count how many times we say the word, like, or totally or something. Like, like how, like, the
something
changing
like that, yeah.
Vernacular of, like, like, society, like, you know?
Yeah, like.
And, like, it's so important to say, like as many times as you can.
Like, yeah.
They're, like, one, two, like, three, like, four.
Checking them off.
And they're, like, in little parentheses. They're all laughter. Like, where would we laugh? I wonder if it's funny.
Yeah, well. Took another bike ride today.
Another bike ride?
Yeah. It's pretty much a daily thing for me.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm getting, like, way more in shape. It's so cool to feel progress. Like,
yeah.
Going up hills, you're like, whoosh, oh, whoa, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to start school.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really exciting.
I know. Yeah, I'm starting to adhere to my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What did you do last night? Did you end up doing anything happy?
What did I do last night? Yeah, everything turned out pretty happy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I tried to send
you
this.
I kind of, like, realized something.
Oh?
Yeah. I don't know. I realized that it was pretty worthless for me to, like, worry about anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, when I say things like that, like, oh, you shouldn't worry, blah, blah, I don't want you to feel like I'm just kind of, like, writing off your feelings like they're not really important, because of course they're really important. It's just that,
yeah, it's
kind
of I realize it's a total hindrance to, like, fear anything, and, like, yeah.
Because it doesn't, like, do anything.
Yeah,
except for
I know.
To you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Really, but I'm so anxious to see you.
I know. You can come see me Friday, huh?
Yeah. I get out at, like, 3:10, so I'll probably leave at 4 and get there around, like, 5 to 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Time for dinner, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have dinner until, like, Sunday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we might have to scrounge around. There should be food coming in by Friday, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll make something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I bought
avocados the other day.
Did you?
And rosemary and garlic sourdough bread.
Good.
Yeah, and bagels and tofutti cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And chips and salsa and trail mix, and that's what I eat most of the time.
Cool, sounds good.
I've been carrying trail mix wherever I go. I have this theory about eating all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, think about it. Like, every animal except for us, like, eats all day. And,
mm-hmm.
like, that's, like, their function, pretty much, is to, like, go out and look for food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, and we've, like, put it to the, I mean, I've heard people say that, like, we've, like, invented the tool and everything so we can, like, do more things than just search for food.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we've kind of, like, put meals off to these, like, points during the day, but, like, if you eat all day, then you're never really hungry, and it's just, like, you're always full of energy and, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've just been carrying, like, trail mix, and when I walk to class, I just, like, munch on it, and it's, yeah.
Hmm.
it's keeping me full.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go have burritos.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How long have I been talking to you?
Oh, I don't know. How long do we get?
Half an hour.
Oh, really?
Has it been quite that yet?
Could you call back?
Yeah. I think, do you have to leave, could you like wait another 5 minutes, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, does it have to be a certain amount of time?
I think they want it to be half an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think we always talk that long.
Uh-huh.
They'll tell us in a sec, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because it doesn't really matter. You can go if you need to, for sure.
Well, Ariel, can you wait 5 minutes? Yeah, all right.
Where are you guys going to go, like?
Up on campus, there's a Mexican food place.
Oh, really?
The Taqueria.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to, like, test out our Flexi dollars.
Uh-huh. Did you guys use this last quarter?
No, we didn't get any because our meal plan didn't have any, but this quarter we get 50 Flexi dollars.
50 Flexi dollars. Is it, like, the same as a dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
cool.
They just, like, get your money up front.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's funny. That's a funny idea.
Yeah, and, like, if you don't spend your Flexi dollars, then, like, they disappear at the end of the quarter, so, like...
Jeez, that's kind of a bad deal for you guys.
Yeah.
Will the restaurants take normal dollars or only Flexi dollars?
Oh, they'll take normal dollars, too.
Oh.
Just Flexi dollars are a way to kind of sell your parents, I guess.
Oh,
like,
I guess,
beforehand,
huh?
And then you can spend it on, like, coffee and, like...
Yeah.
Things that, like, your parents wouldn't really call, like, staple food.
Right.
Like, avoiding the cafeteria and going and buying burritos.
Yeah. Have you talked to your parents, though?
Who?
Your parents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to them.
Mm-hmm. They're good?
Yeah, they're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just went to financial aid today, and their loan finally came through, and they're sending, like, checks to my parents.
Oh, really?
So I can be all paid off.
That did sound pretty confusing.
Yeah, it was such a bitch. I had to go there so many times and wait in line. But
poor Joey.
I learned to read in line.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, my focus has improved on reading.
Is it really?
Like 100%.
Good. Pretty soon it'll be 200%.
I know.
Pretty
wow.
Soon it'll be faster than me.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, I can like read with like low music now.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like before I'd like almost put earphones on and like go into like a quiet like the study room and I still
yeah.
get distracted. I would
you totally
like,
isolate yourself.
Peek around the corners and stuff. But now I don't know. I can just like look down at it and read. And not be distracted as easily.
That's good.
Which is nice.
Yeah. It's a valuable skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get some plants for my room.
Oh, yeah.
On the way down.
Oh, yeah, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this weekend I can help you decorate more and we can, like...
Yeah.
We can
you can help
candles.
Me figure out my answering machine.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I'll get it all set up for you.
Okay.
Just a second. Let me explain Ariel something.
Okay.
This phone call, Emily, like, gets through, but you have to speak for, like, 20 minutes or something, and it's recorded, and they're doing a study or something, so we just get past the street, so, like, that's why I have to wait.
Yeah.
Maybe we should say some really weird stuff.
I know. Say some
can
weird...
Can you think of anything?
I don't know.
Like, we could talk about some drug deal or something, but, like, I don't know, I think that's too weird.
I know.
Yeah, let's see.
Drug Ariel, stuff. Put the bong away!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched the news or anything?
No, not lately.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Have you been doing your internet tomorrow?
No, I've skipped it last couple nights.
Because
it makes me go to bed kind of late.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and I called the people about my printer.
Oh.
It wasn't working, remember?
Yeah.
But they're sending me a disk. They'll fix it. It'll be here, like, Thursday. And then I can print this, like, collection that I've been storing up of, like... Rembrandt.
Stuff on the internet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like my dad's kind of interested in that. Like, maybe he'll get another computer
someday
and do that.
Yeah, if they get it, I'll be glad to come up and set
Yay.
Them up. And
yeah, I'll tell him that. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I have my home page, which is, like, what it comes on to. It's, like, CNN now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I turn on my internet, it goes right there, and I just get to see, like, the front page and the news real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Headline stories.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's kind of better than watching news. Like,
oh, totally.
I wonder if it is. Like, I wonder if it's still
it's
biased.
It's like a newspaper form.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, pictures. And if you want, you can, like, get sounds and stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, and it gives, like, multiple sources, like, too.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, every, like, topic. There's, like, a couple articles written from different perspectives and stuff.
What is there anything else I need to talk to you about? Let me think. Am I supposed to bring anything for you? No. I'm gonna go get my books, like, right, and I'll have like some extra time to maybe get ahead of my reading before school starts.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
I have a few words you could help me with.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Let me find a few, just a second.
Challenge me.
Nomenclature? Yeah.
Oh, shit. It has
something to do with names. Over and over again in English,
yeah.
Tribal nomenclature for California Indians.
Well, what was the sentence?
Such transfer of a common noun to a proper noun category occurs over and over again in English tribal nomenclature.
I think it means like the jargon, like the terminology.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what it seemed like to me.
Like I think Mr. McManus would use that word when he was talking about like, oh, the scientific nomenclature, and he meant like, you know, their way of speaking,
yeah,
science words.
He liked his big words.
He did. Any more?
Just a second. I'm searching. Oh. Uncalloused. U-N-C-A-L-O.
Uncalloused?
O-U-S-E-D?
O-U-S. Uncalloused? Like without calluses?
Oh, uncalloused. Okay.
You were making it harder.
Yeah, I just didn't pronounce it right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Any other words? Monty Banks?
Monty Banks. Okay. In like England or like I don't know, old colonial places. I think that originally
seemed
like the mounted police, but so it means.
It's in this context. I made them out to be like people who wanted to like you know the term rubberneckers, like people who want to look at an accident or like.
You know, I think nowadays that would just be like a slightly derogatory term for like a lot of people.
Yeah, because
the museum was
overrun with Montybacks and plain and simple exploiters with their offers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it has some connotations.
I just never seen... Okay, G-A-U-C-H-E-R-I-E. Gauchery.
Yeah.
A shocking gauchery on Batois' part. Like, it seems like a faux pas, maybe, to me.
Yeah, maybe. I can't...
Batois... intervened, engaging to persuade the wild man to tell him his name, a shocking gauchery on Batois' part. Yeah.
Hey, when they throw in a little bit of French, assuming that everyone knows a little bit of French, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they talk about Berkeley all over here.
Cool.
This book, it's cool.
Yeah. Is that all the words you needed to know?
Yeah. Seems like it.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you know, I just looked at the sheet, and it says you can talk to up to 30 minutes, so I suppose you don't have to talk for the whole 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Yeah.
Soon I'll get to see you.
I know, it'd be good. We have a three-day weekend.
So patient.
You have been.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so we have a 3-day weekend. That's good.
Yeah, so...
So if you, like, need to go home early, I guess it won't be that big of a deal. You can go on, like, Monday.
Yeah. That's all good. I have to write that scholarship essay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's about it. Like, just do some reading and, like, sit around, so...
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those days.
Yeah.
To be able to, like, I want to get, like, as far ahead in my reading as I can.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little bit glad to start, really.
Uh-huh.
Before everything gets crazy.
What is?
Before everything gets crazy.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's pretty crazy here. I finally, like, I'm almost on top of all the nonsense. Like, we rearranged the room and, like...
You rearranged the room?
Well, not that majorly. We've, like, put up bookshelves and stuff.
Oh,
and,
right.
A lot. And, like...
Uh-huh.
Now I have space to, like, put everything. Everything has, like, its spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much, like, use all my stuff, and it's not, like, going, like,
mm-hmm.
unused. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a nice long drive tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So your mom, hi.
I will.
And your dad.
Yep, I will.
And Bri, is he still around?
No, he's not back yet.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Hawaii, wow.
Yeah.
Aloha, hey, aloha. Yeah.
Yeah. So he sounds fun. Okay, well, I guess I better let you go eat your burritos.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks for...
Yeah, thank you for calling, Emily.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
I was hoping I wouldn't miss you while I was getting burritos.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
You can always leave a message, I'll call you back.
I know. Your machine is, like, so long, though. I think you guys should shorten that message.
No, it isn't. I shortened it.
Oh, you did?
Like, Joey and Ariel are gone. Bye.
Oh, is that all it is? Because I've been, like, dreading leaving the message because I'm like, oh, my God, I just did that again.
We're going to put a new one on soon, but it won't be as long.
Okay. Because, like, if you're calling long distance, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it was funny, though, the first couple times.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, are you going?
All right, Emily.
Okay, love you.
Bye. Love you, Tom.
Take care. I'll
see
you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have fun on your drive.
I will.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Love you.